This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. What better way to start your day than to spend some time with God? And really, isn't that what we're doing every time we open our Bibles with our hearts open to God? We're not just reading some interesting information. We're not just gathering some spiritual knowledge. No, we are taking time with the person who matters the most to us in life. Whether you're aware of it or not, that's what God is, the person who matters the most in your life. And if you will put him first in your life, you will experience the blessing that comes to all who do that. You can never outgive God. God, if you put him first in your life, will bless your life. He will get so involved in the issues of your life. And we're talking this week about the issue of anxiety and stress, fear that comes to us. And, you know, that anxiety and stress is not from God. God will sometimes allow stress-producing situations in your life to teach you to turn to him and depend on him. And anxiety may be a result in your life if you don't turn to God and depend on him. But that's not the reason he sent those circumstances into your life. He wants you to learn to totally and completely trust in him. And as you do that, in those circumstances he has allowed for you, then he is glorified as people see the difference that he is making in your life. I want to read to you this morning from Matthew chapter 14, starting in verse 22. It says, "And immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, while he sent the multitudes away. And after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat," that is, the boat with the disciples in it, "was already many stadia away from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were frightened, as you would be, saying, 'It's a ghost,' and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid.'" Well, Peter immediately responded, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." Jesus reached out, took his hand, and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" They got into the boat. The wind stopped. Those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son." Well, what changed the perspective for the disciples, and Peter especially? It was recognizing Jesus was there and involved. Once Peter got his gaze fixed on Jesus and recognized Jesus' place in that storm, he was able to even step out of the boat into the midst of that storm in faith in Jesus, walking on the water. When he got his eyes off Jesus and started looking again at the storm around him, then he started to sink. And Jesus said, "Why did you doubt? You should have kept focused on me." And it's the same in our lives. In the times of stress and pressure and anxiety in your life, don't let that stress make you take your eyes off God and start just focusing on a solution to the problem. No. Don't let your time with God slip. Spend more time with God, more time in prayer, and you'll find your faith growing and your fear diminishing. I'm John North.